So I'm actually speaking to you from the grave, if you will. I'm not alive anymore, but I wanted it this way. You see, I was technically a sex slave. I died at the age of 11 by the two people that owned me. I lived down inside their basement, and they kidnapped me. I was probably in kindergarten, and they had me kidnapped and enslaved in their basement all the way up till the day I died at 11. And I actually love my life. It was scary at first because, you know, they kidnapped me and snatched me from my parents. And they did lots of things that I wasn't used to, like sex and abuse and stuff. But when you grow up being used like a sex object, it becomes like second nature. And I love my pedo daddy and pedo mommy. They're the best. They give me so much attention, and they really allowed me to grow up to be a very, very good fuck toy. So when I turned 11, pedo daddy was very, very excited that I was now a breedable age. And he said that he was going to make me a mommy. And that was really, really exciting because I wanted to be a mommy and I wanted pedo daddy to breed me. That sounded really fun. And so one day it turns out that I actually did become pregnant, and pedo daddy and pedo mommy were so excited. I think I was even more excited. And actually, it made pedo daddy fuck me harder and harder after he knew I was pregnant. So the whole time I was pregnant, they were obsessed with my growing body, as was I, because I had small, like itty-bitty tits, and they actually started growing a lot when I got pregnant. I mean, not like huge or anything like pedo mommies, but they definitely got like fatter, and that was really fun. And then when my belly started growing, that was very, very exciting because pedo daddy said that was his sperm growing inside of me, like a seed. And so anyways, I would say from like the age of 6, when they first kidnapped me, I was definitely a pain slut. I didn't know that word before I met pedo daddy and mommy, but they taught me how pleasurable it is to receive pain. Like, again, it was scary at first and just something I wasn't used to, but then I started loving the pain. Like, I would crave it. Like, and if there were ever times where pedo daddy and pedo mommy didn't hurt me, I thought I was being a bad girl because they taught me that pain means love and pleasure. And so some of the things, like some of my favorite ways, I love when pedo mommy slaps me in the face. It makes the best sting. And she says that I look even prettier when my cheeks are all red from her hands and my cheeks get all warm. And it's just that slap. It feels so good. Oh, and pedo daddy, he really knows how to give me so much pain and love with his cock. I have little tiny bitty holes, he says, and he doesn't like to be easy on them. And it hurt at first when I first got to be their slave, but now I love it. I love how hard pedo daddy fucks me. It shakes me around and it makes my holes like sting a little bit from getting ripped. And sometimes when he fucks me really, really deep, it feels like he's smushing all my insides together. And I just love that feeling now. So yeah, I'm definitely a huge pain slut. And even, and they were so proud of me when I finally did this. We even do a little bit of knife play, like where Pedo Daddy likes to like just slice me up a little bit, like doesn't slice my body parts off, but just leaves these slices in my skin. And it's so fun because the blood just spills out and it makes him fuck me really hard, which gives me even more pain. And I love it. And there's another thing that I really like. I love it. Pedo Mommy does this fun thing where when Daddy is fucking me really hard, like when I'm on my hands and knees and he's just railing one of my fuck holes, Pedo Mommy likes to come over and put her foot on the side of my face and smush it down. And I love that. I tell her how much I love her while she's pushing my foot down on the ground. And I love it. Pedo Mommy also likes to try to fist me. And we haven't been too successful yet, but she's gotten really close, she said. But every time it produces the best pain in the world. And Pedo Daddy will try to make it all better by stuffing his cock down my throat to where it makes me throw up a little bit. And then I'm even in more love and pain from him and Pedo Mommy. I just love when they both treat me like a little punching bag or like a little toy that they can just really hurt and abuse, because it feels so good and fills me with so much love. And Pedo Daddy, he really likes to pee all over me. And what's really fun about when Pedo Daddy likes to play the pee game is that Pedo Mommy likes to beat me whenever he's peeing on me. And then afterwards too, when I'm covered in this pee, Pedo Mommy loves to like slap me around and punch me in my stomach and even punch me between my legs. And I love that because it hurts so good. I just love when she gets all angry at me. It's the best thing ever. And then on top of that, being covered in Pedo Daddy's pee, it's like the best thing ever. So anyways, when I got pregnant, especially when I was like really pregnant, like almost ready to give birth pregnant, Pedo Daddy and Pedo Mommy said they had big, big plans for me and my baby. They said that they were going to make sure that I go into labor at a proper time and that Pedo Daddy was going to fuck me super hard whenever I was giving birth to my baby. And that was so fun. I was so excited for that. For one, giving birth, I'm so excited about how hard and how painful it'll be, because you know, a baby's thicker than Pedo Daddy's dick. And I love Pedo Daddy's dick inside of me. So to think about something even more huge coming out of that hole makes me so, so excited. So I gave birth and, you know, I'm down in the basement. And don't worry, the basement I lived in was very, very nice. They gave me a bed with Disney princess sheets, and I had a TV and toys, all kinds of things. So it wasn't dirty. They treated me very, very good because they were the best pedophile kidnappers. So anyways, I was laying on my princess bed ready to give birth, and I was pushing and pushing, and Pedo Daddy was just using all of my holes even while I was pushing. It was very intense and I loved it. And Pedo Mommy, she was so sweet. She was like, you know, stroking my face and telling me I was a good girl, but then would spit right in my face and call me a filthy pain slut. I love when she does that. But they loved seeing that baby come out of my itty bitty preteen pussy. They said it was the hottest thing they'd ever seen. And I got to watch it too. I saw it in the mirror and I saw my baby's head like come out of my legs. It was like so, so crazy. And you know what Pedo Daddy did? He, when that head started coming through, he pushed the baby back into me. And it felt so It felt so painful, but so good. And I kept telling him to do it harder. Push my baby in harder. And that's what he did. He just kept fucking me. And pedo mommy even used her fist, too, to push the baby back in. It was so, so hot. And then when it finally came out, I pushed the baby out. And I already knew what was going to happen. So I begged my pedo daddy to fuck my baby. I begged him to show my baby his cock love, because that's what it was. His cock was so painful, and pain means love. So I wanted my baby to be fucked with all that love in its holes, and he did. And then I watched every second of it. I watched my pedo daddy take my little baby like in his hands while he was standing up and just impale that tiny little body. And the baby was crying, and then it stopped crying. And you see, pedo daddy and pedo mommy, they taught me this special word called snuff. And snuff is where, you know, when you die while having sex, but it's like intentional, like the person means to kill you during sex. And to me, I was always so interested in that, because I thought that's the best way to show pedo daddy and pedo mommy that I love them, is that I want to die while being fucked by them. I definitely, even when they weren't in the basement, I would fantasize about them snuffing me. And so I definitely wanted them to snuff my baby. And so when the baby stopped crying, I was so turned on. I asked pedo mommy to fist me hard because I needed to have an orgasm from watching pedo daddy. It was so, so hot. And he just kept using it and using the baby more and more. He peed on the baby. He like slapped it. He even pushed it inside a pedo mommy. It was so funny. Like, she gave birth to it even. That was very, very hot to see. So after all of that hotness, I needed pedo mommy and daddy to bring me more and more pain. I was so horny for it. And so I begged my pedo daddy to fuck my baby back inside of me, because it was really sexy to watch pedo mommy get my baby stuffed inside of her. And so I begged for daddy to just ram my little baby dildo inside of me, and he did. And I asked pedo mommy to choke me while doing it, because I really like to be choked. And she choked me so, so hard and would give me some air, but while I was getting air, she was slapping my face around, twisting my nipples, making the breast milk just like pour out. And pedo daddy really, really liked that. And she even got some of my breast milk into her hand and put it like right between my legs, so pedo daddy had some breast milk lube. He really liked that. And I told pedo mommy that she should choke me to death. And I kept begging her, please choke me to death. Pedo mommy, I love you so much. Choke me to death. But it was funny, because they acted like maybe they didn't want to, but they also were like very turned on by it. I couldn't figure it out. So I just decided to keep begging them to snuff me and begging them to take all their anger out on me, because that's what good girls do. They ask their mommy and daddy and beg their mommy and daddy to take out their frustrations on their perfect little princess, and that's me. So once daddy was done shoving my dead little dildo baby inside of me, he kept it inside. And I begged him that if he could double stuff me, put his pedo daddy dick in my asshole and keep my baby inside my cunny. And so that's what he did. And he did it really hard without any lube. And I was so happy he did because it hurt so good. And I asked Pedo Mommy to just ride my face until I couldn't breathe. I begged her to snuff me with her cunt. I begged her, even when she was on top of me, I was screaming for her to snuff me. I didn't want to breathe anymore. I just wanted to die in her perfect Pedo Mommy pussy. But that didn't work, but we still had fun. Oh, and during that time, I asked Pedo Mommy if she would slit my little breasts open so more breast milk could come out. I was begging her, pleading with her, because I like when she cut me. I liked feeling pain for Pedo Mommy because I love her that much. And so she finally did. She took my little tiny breast in her hand and, of course, like squeezed some more milk out and fondled it. And then she took the knife and she sliced right down the middle. She said she was slicing my nipple in half and a lot of blood came pouring out and it was so sexy. And I begged her to do the other one, please. Please, Pedo Mommy, please slice my other little tit open. I need all the breast milk out. And she did. She sliced the other one, and it made Pedo Daddy really, really, really fuck me hard in my ass. I think it made him come even. It was so, so sexy. And then I just wanted more and more. I don't know if it was because of like giving birth, but it just awoken something inside of me. And so for a while, I've been wanting Pedo Daddy to like twist my body into a pretzel, basically, just so he can know what it's like to fuck me while I'm all twisted up. And so I begged him to take my legs and put them over my head and so hard and so twisted that he breaks my limbs. I wanted to do that for him. I just wanted to be this little cute piece of fuck meat for him. And so Pedo Mommy helped him too. And they ended up putting me into a crazy pretzel and I could hear my bones break. And it made me so much more wet whenever it happened because it was so much pain and so much love. And Pedo Daddy loved it. He said my little 11-year-old pussy looks so good on display like that without my legs in the way. And he used me even harder again and just pounded his little pretzel, and I loved every second of it. I asked Pedo Mommy to put something in my throat so I could choke on it, and she got a dildo, one of my favorite ones, and shoved it down my throat. And I took one of my free hands, and I told her to, well, I couldn't talk, but I used my hand to tell her I wanted it even deeper. I wanted to practically swallow it. And so I pushed her hand so it would push the dildo deeper and deeper. And my throat was so full, and my ass and my pussy were so full of Pedo Daddy. It was so, so sexy. And then I was in so much pain, I couldn't hardly move at that point. And then I asked Pedo Daddy for the greatest gift of all. I begged him while I was still bleeding, bruises all over my body, all bent up and like totally deformed. I begged Pedo Daddy to please snuff me, Daddy. I want to be snuffed by you. I want to be your snuff princess. Please, Daddy, please give me the ultimate level of pain. And I told him exactly how I wanted it. I wanted to be on my belly, and I wanted Pedo Daddy to fuck me from behind, and then Pedo Mommy would take her hands and twist my neck around until it snapped, and he was looking at me from behind, looking at me straight in the face. So I look like a dumb little girl with her face all twisted around while Pedo Daddy finished fucking me. I wanted that so bad. I wanted to give that gift to Pedo Mommy and Daddy. And so luckily, they agreed. So they put my deformed body that I couldn't even feel anymore. They put me on my bed that was so full of blood and cum and piss. And I was laying there and I felt Tata Daddy spread my legs really, really far to where it hurt. And he just started stuffing me and pounding me and calling me his snuff princess and his little pain slut. And I was so happy to hear those things. And I just kept begging them, come on, pedo mommy, twist my neck for pedo daddy, twist it until it breaks so he can look me in the eyes as he floods my freshly dead pussy. Come on, mommy, please snuff me for pedo daddy. Come on. And she finally did it. I could feel her hands like go around my skull, and she was so soft at first until I started like yelling at her to snuff me, because I could tell she might have been scared to do it. But here I was begging for it, wanting it so bad, and she finally did it. She twisted my neck all the way around, and I don't remember the rest because this is when I died. But I'm sure what happened is my neck went all the way around and Pedo Daddy looked down at my pretty little face and fucked me until he finished in my freshly dead snuff cunt. And I was so happy that I was able to give Pedo Daddy that. So thrilled that Pedo Mommy was able to help. And I hope, and I told them too, I told them, after they snuff me, they better fuck me and abuse me as hard as they can, because it would make me so, so happy to know that even while I was dead, they were still enjoying their precious little sex slave. And they could also keep using my baby. And so I bet that they did. I'm sure that they did. Like, I hope that they took my little dead body and flipped me back around and maybe even cut more things off my body. I hope, oh my gosh, I hope that they cut off my arm and used my arm as a dildo on me and then I could fist myself. I could fist my dead little pussy. I hope that's what Pedo Mommy did. I bet she would love to do that. And then I hope that Pedo Daddy kept fucking my dead little body, maybe even my face, because I bet when I was dead, I bet my mouth was like wide open and my tongue was sticking out, just a perfect wet hole for him. And also, maybe after I died, my little pussy started peeing all the pee and mommy and daddy just drink it all up. Or maybe Pedo Daddy just fuck the pee into me. Oh, and maybe Pedo Daddy pissed on me when I was dead, looking all silly on my bed, but loving me with his pee, and then Pedo Mommy could do the same. Oh, gosh, I wish I could see what they did with me when I was gone, their little snuff princess. Oh, it was so great, though. I'm so glad that I was Pedo Mommy and Pedo Daddy's special little girl. And I knew that I had to be snuff soon because I was getting too old for them. So they can find a new little princess to enslave and kidnap and do all the same things all over again.